This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And tonight going to be the same thing. I'm not going to short y'all at all. I love to give y'all that real, and I love guests that come on to give y'all the real as well, too, right? So I'd like to thank all of y'all for joining me each and every week like y'all do right here. On Facebook, y'all check me out on YouTube. Y'all got us on Twitch over there. So definitely double salute to y'all. And as always, I have to give thanks. I have to give thanks to the people who download the audio version of this platform because y'all the real MVPs. And I say this each and every week. It's one thing for people to want to look at you and see what they got going on because we understand that's the way social media and content creation is going or has been for the last few years or so. But we know that when it comes to this platform game, this podcast game, it's about that audio and how well that audio do. And we do really well on the audio side, okay? So I have to give it up, all right? I have to give it up to the people who download the audio version. Y'all, like I said, y'all the real MVPs, and thank y'all so much, all right? Got to give a shout-out to all the sponsors. Shout out to all the sponsors that rock with us. Y'all know we got Second Round out there. Second Round is a libido boosting drink for men, making sure that you guys stay in the game. We understand there's a lot of things that men do, they go through throughout the course of their life. And a lot of times they don't put the right minerals and stuff in their body. We understand that vitamins is a big part of your life. But we also understand too that when it comes to all natural things, very seldom do we have the information about it unless you're somebody that's interested in it or somebody that knows other people that can give you the, you know, to give you the information. But when it's not that, then you have platforms like me. I want to make sure that y'all go check them out. Second Round, the link will be in the description. It is a shot, a libido boosting drink. And they come through and it works wonders. So I want y'all to go check them out. Click the link. You get more information about what it's all about and what it helps. Okay. So make sure y'all do that. Double shout out to Java Burn. It's that's another thing. It's a metabolism boosting additive to your coffee, right? To all of y'all that drink coffee. Of course, for most people, the caffeine in coffee automatically gets you jumping and gets you going. But then they have this thing where it crashes. So you have an additive that you can put in there. It's an all-natural joint. And it'll help you, you know, with your metabolism. It'll help you want to keep moving. And for some people, they sit down all day. But they may have the access to a desk that can stand. So you don't have to just sit there all day while you're working and stuff like that. You know, and for those of you that work in warehouse positions or you're doing delivery and stuff like that, where you're constantly moving, Java Burn is for you if you want, if you're a coffee drinker. So make sure y'all click the link and check them out. Also, Sparking Conversation, we have merch. It's ready for y'all. Y'all know what to do, man. If y'all want to support the platform, you guys can also order a t-shirt, and the link will be in the description. Y'all know what to do, man. Just click the link, check out a color scheme that you like, put the order in, and it'll come right to you. You know, I definitely appreciate all the people so far who has purchased Sparking Conversation shirts. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I get the pictures from everybody, and then we're going to show them here live on the show so people can actually see, you know, what they look like in the joints, all right? All right, so I do have a guest on tonight, so we're going to get into his world and find out what's going on with him. So y'all know what I got to do. I got to give y'all my take for the week, because so much go on in the week, and y'all know what this is, the Sparking Conversation. We got to always make sure that we give out the information. So again, we're back to this, right? Like, every time something happens, I don't understand. Like, right? Like, we are a group of people, and I'm just talking about, you know, those of us who consider ourselves, you know, in the know. You know, I don't understand how we could be moved by our emotions so much. You know, I don't get it. Like, it's like people look right past the definition of things and the meaning of things. They don't do research. They just always look for something to be done to them and something to be wrong. And, you know, as Black people, man, or whatever we want to be called, remember, we don't have five different type of names to identify ourselves here. So whichever one of the names you want to pick right now, right, for us, I don't get it. So now everybody's calling to boycott Target because they pull back on their DEI initiatives and stuff like that. And for some reason, now it's racial. Like, I really don't get it. Like, so you mean to tell me there was a program in place at a bunch of companies who said, yo, we just got to hire you based on these criteria. You got to either look like this, be like this, or act like that. And then we're just going to put you in there. Doesn't matter how good your resume is. Don't matter what's going on you. If you got degrees and all that, don't matter. It's just because you fit these other criteria, you automatically get in. And I don't understand that. That's the same thing that people used to say about those of us who grew up and going to the public school system, especially up north, where they said that, you know, that don't pass, no fail. So like, yo, you don't get left back. Even if you don't achieve or pass like you're supposed to go to the next grade, it was no child left behind. They was just passing people through school. Like, yo, cats wasn't passing none of the tests. They wasn't comprehending nothing, could barely read by passing a fifth grade level, and they was passing them all the way through high school, right? So it's the same thing with that. And then I went and looked up the stats, right, which a lot of people I know, they didn't do that before they tried to gather a whole bunch of people to go out here and try to boycott a company that you choose to spend money at anyway. But the people who benefited the most off of DEI when it came to corporations was Caucasian women. So I don't understand why so many Black people are always mad and taking everything personally. You know, you guys are always the loudest when it comes to things that's going on out here in the world. The loudest, but have nothing to show for it, right? We have nothing to show for it. For example, y'all are up here telling all these companies that, like, Black-owned companies that have products in Walmart, that they should be pulling their stuff off the shelf. And I'm asking you, if they do pull it off the shelf, where they going to put it? Like, where it's going to go? Right? We do all this yelling and screaming, but we have no infrastructure. Like, we have nothing, like, to offer people. We just expect them to do it because we feel some type of way. versus you saying to yourself, all right, now you should understand where you should put your money in or how you should collectively come together. Now you have things that you can figure out. Where's the warehouses? Since everybody wants them to pull their stuff out, where they going to house their products and stuff like that? Where's that? So, and then on top of that, y'all not think that products and stuff that are sold through major department stores like that or grocery stores like that don't have contracts? So they're just supposed to breach and break their contract and wind up losing more because a bunch of people are upset because now you got to actually earn what you actually going for, which is crazy to me. Like, yo, it should have been like that in the first place. Like, you could compete. Like, yo, they just want people to be on the same even playing field. Like, why would that make us want to get together and start picking in and start going to places? And then if y'all don't spend money at these companies that's pulling back these initiatives, all these companies that are in there that's doing real business that you guys barely support anyway, but if they're in there, then they're going to really lose. So how does this work? Like, I really don't understand. Like, yo, I don't understand how so easily we could be moved by our emotions to the point where we just allow somebody to pull up a hashtag and then we jump on it. But then when it comes down to all of these other things that can help us move to the next level, you guys can't come together for that. No time. Only time we can get together is when it's something involving us being upset and in our feelings. And that's weird to me. Very, very weird, because if people just know how to control you, like if you always are so easily moved by your emotions, people know how to control you. And that's the thing. They know how to control us. They know how to make you scream for everything, but at the same time, give you nothing, because you have nothing that you're screaming about. Like, you don't have nothing. And you just steady screaming and you're not even benefiting for what you're screaming for. You're not benefiting from it at all, but you're still screaming and hollering just because it sounds like it's something to do with racism. Like, yo, how long are we going to understand that, yo, it's a certain people who just not going to like you because of how you look? And sometimes that ain't got nothing to do with your skin color. It just got something to do with the way you look. Like, you just don't look right. Well, I mean, to whoever, right? But either way it goes, it's still another person's opinion. Their opinion of you should not dictate who you are. And I don't see the need for us to be boycotting any company about anything because what they choose to do with their company, when all you got to do is go ahead and jump out there and compete or create a company for yourself. Like, figure out a way. Like, figure out.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
A way to work for yourself. Figure out a way to use that energy into putting it somewhere. Get a bunch of y'all that's coming together to boycott. Why don't y'all get a bunch of money together and create a store that they could put their products in? How about that? Or find a way that you can help with some type of housing for these people in these states that they got their products in. Because, you know, a lot of these people, they got products in the stores, in multiple stores, when they in the Targets and they in these Walmarts and all this other stuff. It'd be multiple stores. Some products are in the Southeast region, Northeast, Midwest. You know, maybe some products are not in every one, but then there's some that's in everywhere that they have a department store. Y'all gonna have a warehouse in every state that they got a Walmart or a Target? And do y'all know this, that in some areas, just speaking of Target alone, and I'm not advocating for Target at all. I'm seeing like the just common sense as a group of people. Let's think about this though. Like in some areas where there's a Target, you know, Target has jumped into the lane of supermarket too. I know a lot of y'all know that. They got, you know, they have a little supermarket inside the store. So in some places, that's the only supermarket in the area. Think about that. They be developing all of these new complexes and, you know, new housing developments. And sometimes they build the, you know, the infrastructure around certain stores that they put in place so people can have things to travel to that's close, but things that they know people like to, you know, like to buy. And that's one of them right there. So then that'd be the only supermarket sometime until other ones come in. So now y'all telling people not to spend their money at a place where they get their food from too as well. But nobody don't have no farm. Nobody don't, I mean, I don't get it, y'all. Like, at some point, y'all, we have to stop. I mean, I'm going to keep saying it. You know, I don't really care who disagree with me. It's not really about everybody being a follower anyway. Not saying that they're following me if they do agree with my point of view. I'm just saying at the end of the day, we cannot continue to just be moved by our emotions. We're not thinking. And there's nothing wrong with us calling ourselves out, because at the end of the day, the people who pushing the buttons out here that y'all keep being upset, they watching. They know what to do to get y'all up. They know what to do to get that energy and suck that energy out of y'all. They know how to do that, y'all. And it's easy for them, because all they got to do is just say something and then let somebody on the other side just put a little sauce on it. And they know that you're just going to get together and you're going to start yelling and screaming like it's something done to you personally. And all you got to do is create. I don't know. It might just be me. So the comments are wide open all night. If you guys don't agree, disagree, you know, it's okay with me. As long as you're thinking, that's all that matters. As long as you're thinking, it's okay. I just feel like, you know, being an emotional group of people and always wanting to come together based on something that people consider racist, but we don't have nothing. You know, and this brings me back too. I'm going to get out of here because I got to bring my guests up because we guys, you know, we're going to be talking about other things. But look, I remember I went to the reparations convention. I told y'all when I did go last year. And that was one of the things that I kept voicing about the things that they kept talking about when it came to reparations. And I've seen a lot of people that's been in the struggle for a really long time, man, over 80-something years that they've been trying to figure out a way to get reparations for those that are descendants of slaves, right? But the one thing that it just kept bothering me, and I said this, you know, not to be critical, but, yo, to be honest, you know, like I said this shit, yo, I still feel like you guys are still in that same old 50s, 60s mentality where, you know, everybody's angry about something, but y'all still haven't figured out how to collectively come together. You want people to come together to do things that can avoid. You want them to go boycott all of these banks and all of these other places and that employ the very same people that you're talking about. You want them to go lose money and lose all this other stuff. So then now who do you think the first they're going to lay off? And then you have no job for them. You have no job to give anybody that you want to come together. You're actually asking people that work for these companies to not work there no more and do all this other stuff, but you have no job to give them. It's weird, y'all. Like, y'all don't really think that that's weird? Like, y'all really are upset about something instead of creating something? Like, it shouldn't make you motivated to figure out how to create something? If you are DEI, whatever, if you are that, then, well, I mean, what do you want to do? Create your own company? I mean, what do you want to do? Franchise? Do something? I don't know. To me, it just seems like, yo, if you earn something, then you go for it. If they don't want to give it to you, then you create it. That's the one thing about America. You can't say you can't create it, because people who do come over here with the right intentions, they get over here and they create all the time and they become some of the wealthiest people just because they know the opportunity that's here. There's people that's born here that don't understand that. Like, yo, yeah, pull it together. You don't see how these other people, these communities come here and they pull it together and they get it together at a quicker rate. So, yo, stop playing, yo. Anyway, I got a comment already from the Roe Show. Double salute to the Roe Show, man. They jump on every week. They say the same thing with these immigrants in that situation. So many screaming how wrong it is to deport these people. Zero people are offering their own homes up for them. It's a fact. And I feel the same way. Like, yo, yeah, you know, but you ain't got nothing to help them with. Like, you just screaming and hollering about something, you know, that, I mean, could you go to their country illegally? I don't know. I'm not saying that if they get here and they good people and they trying to mix something that they shouldn't be here. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, yo, could you do that if you wanted to go over there where they from? That's all. But anyway, I got my guests in the building, and we're gonna chop it up with him. We're gonna figure some things out, man, because he's a smart guy. He has a lot of things that he's been through in his life, man. And he's, you know, he felt so that he wanted to share with the audience, man. And I love that because, you know, it's one thing to speak to a lot of people who are famous and a lot of people who people would consider interesting, but yo, I'm telling you, it's people around each and every day, man, that got some stories and they got some things and they got some information that they can help you with. And that's the whole purpose of sparking conversation, y'all. Y'all know I love to make sure that the guests that I bring on, they got an interesting story and it's something that I feel like will be, you know, food for the people. You know, I don't niche base, so hey, that's why, you know, you may have to see me have to market and promote myself a lot more than others, but it's all love. So, Emmanuel, what's going on, bro? Let me pull you up in here. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Yourself?
Hey, man, I'm here, man. I'm glad to be here. Glad to have you on the platform this evening.
I'm glad to be able to be here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So let's do this, man. Before we get into anything, would you mind introducing yourself to the audience and letting them know why you're on the platform this evening?
My name is Reverend Emmanuel. I'm a healer. I work with people who have terminal illnesses, primarily cancers, stage 3 and 4. I've assisted 113 people, stage 3 and 4 cancer-free, as well as a lot of other issues. Mostly, I teach people how to be honest and live in their integrity. When you're out of your integrity, it allows us to become ill. So primarily, I teach people how to be honest with themselves and then everybody else in their life.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so from your perspective, honesty is direct correlation to having better health, especially if you're going through something.
Absolutely. When you're dishonest, you put stress in your body and stress kills. Mm. So 82 of the people that I helped with cancer, I had to teach them how to say no. People pleasers. Oh, wow. Every time you say yes to please somebody when you don't really want to, we shove a knot in our stomach. And eventually those knots turn into ugly things. So what I do is I figure out what got you sick, and then we work from there to get rid of what your body's holding and to teach you how to change those patterns that got you sick.
Gotcha. Man, so that's interesting. So they always say what you think is who you are, and it's also what you do. And so you're saying that, in a nutshell, the way that people respond to the things in their life can ultimately cause them to have a breakdown of health, even if they feel like they're doing something for a person out of, you know, maybe obligation. So,
but doing something out of obligation that you don't really want to do in your heart is a lie. And that takes a toll on your body. And eventually, all of those things that we suppress, they need to be dealt with. So the first onset of illness is our body saying, hey, pay attention, what are you doing? And it's our body's way of saying, you're out of alignment. Look at what you're doing in your life. So, and for different illnesses, different things, there are certain patterns that people carry that are consistent with those illnesses. I've seen people immediately, their cancers go away within weeks once they change patterns. Osteoporosis, Hashimoto's, eczema, they're all imbalances. And we use food and drink to keep those things locked up. Sugars are primarily what we use the most. But, you know, I eat a very clean diet. There's no processed food. There's no anything, no sodas, no alcohol, because all of those things suppress the energy that we're holding in our body.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So what about the thought process of moderation?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like, with these things, is that, in the sense of the way that you think, is there any correlation with that? Or, like, based on... not just from a person who has cancer or stuff already, but like you said, these things can lead up to it, right?
We have to remember that we're all energetic and we're magnetic. And when we start focusing and thinking about something, we draw those things into our life to help us learn our lessons or to support where it is that we're holding our energy.
Right.
When I'm in a bad mood and I'm constantly thinking negative things, there's always a lot of problems that come to me. When I'm in a good mood and I'm happy, there's no problems that come. So we draw those things to ourselves by the mood and the energy we're holding on to. And if you want to change those, you got to get out of your head. Your head, your eyes, they will lie every chance they get because we condition them to create denials. If you can stay in your heart all day, there won't be a thought in your head. It's impossible to be in your head and your heart at the same time. So right. I can go through my entire day without a thought in my head, just being present with what's happening and, you know, living my life in accordance. So,
yeah, I agree with you on that, man, because, you know, people who harbor negative thoughts and stuff a lot, it shows in their body. They have different things that show up every now and then because they overthink things and they think about things that are not necessarily there or happening. It's like, you know, its own dramatic movie, right? Because a lot of people think the worst. So they're able to imagine, you know, things being a certain way that they really aren't. And it can definitely show up in their health or show up in certain days. You know, certain days they'll be, you know, not feeling this way or feeling a certain way because they allowed their mind to put them in a negative space and it does affect their body. So I'm glad you came on because, you know, with you being an expert, it comes off differently when it comes from someone who's actually an expert versus it coming from somebody who can actually, you know, empath or that may be able to feel this from people, right?
It is. And we're all empathic to a degree. We learn to numb ourselves very young so we don't have to feel. And most people that are constantly angry, they've learned to internalize what they feel and then they turn around and express it outwardly. It's not always their anger that they're expressing. It's what they pick up from their environment or from the things going on in their life. And they're constantly expressing it that way because they don't know how to get it out of their body any other way.
Right.
However, if they go ground and get a punching bag for a couple of hours, all of that energy can transfer out of your body and you can get centered again and back in, you know, feeling good about yourself.
Right. It's the release of energy. We have a comment for you already in the show. It's from the Roe Show. They say, any advice on dealing with family members who love to guilt trip you into doing what they want you to do?
This is where you need to break your give a fuck. Not my problem. There's an exercise I have some of my clients do where you take a list of, write a list of everybody that you interact with on a regular basis, draw a line down the center of the paper, On one side, everything you do for those people. On the other side, what they do for you in return, so that you can see how out of balance your relationships are. There has to be a give back, even if it's just a genuine thank you. Something right. has to come back. But if you're always giving and giving and giving and nobody gives anything back, those relationships are out of balance and they're taking away your vital energy. So right. you go through the list of people that are always taking and you figure out who you can ask for what, and you ask them, and if they don't want to do that, then you can decide whether they serve a purpose in your life or not, other than holding you back. A lot of us keep people in our lives to keep us in the places that we are so that we can't grow. Mm. So, you know, it really depends on where you want to be and what you want out of your life. And in my experience, 90% of people have no idea what they want from life.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people think that their life is whatever their circumstances are in the moment. You know, there's a lot of people who've lost their imagination when it comes to purpose. They don't lose their imagination when it comes to the thoughts that they think about that cause negative feelings, but they have lost that imagination, right? Because being an adult, for some reason, it seems like that is what turns you off from being a child to an adult is your imagination. And I feel like, no, because the way that you can, you know, think about things, you can also imagine things to be good. You can also use that same energy to put yourself in a different state, because it's only up to you to make yourself happy. Now, I do understand that different relationships that are so close, like your family, it's hard for a lot of people to separated, right? Because they spent so much time in their life with that family. But you're right in the sense of saying, like, you know, sometimes even your family you have to separate from.
Sometimes it's the family that makes you sick because they're constantly taking and not giving anything back. There comes a sense of entitlement with family. So in those cases, it's you really need to sit and put your foot down and say, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Or I can do this if you can help me here and create that balance. And if you can't, it's healthier just to step away. If they're really family and they love you, they'll get it through their thick heads and they'll come around to talk to you and meet you on your terms. But you know, I find that most people don't know how to do that and they're too busy chasing yesterday instead of being present with today. And a lot of us, especially in family, will harbor things that happened 5 or 10 years ago and continue to run that, you know, beat that dead horse rather than sit down and be honest about how they really feel in the moment.
Right.
And that's just the lack of vulnerability.
Right. And yeah, and I think at that moment too, be able to accept another person's truth as well too, you know, like, so you guys can really get through it. And you know, because a lot of time get wasted whenever people are harboring things that happened, you know, so long ago, and it's still affecting them so much, just to, you know, the thought of the person or to be around the person and stuff like that. So whenever you got into the whole thing of healing, how did you get into this place? Like, right? To even know these things, like what happened in your life that caused you to have to learn these things in a way that you now teach other people and help them?
What I do, I've done my whole life. I'm an extremely sensitive empath. However, the life choices that I made, because I spent a good 12 years being very destructive and doing a lot of, you know, things that weren't kosher, and, you know, just taking the life lessons from how people interact, the way they self-destruct, the things they do to try to get over. And I paid attention to everything and I saw what made people sick. There was a time in my life when I collected money for casinos and did a lot of, you know, things that weren't acceptable in society. And then one day I really had to sit down and look at why. And I started to look at, I was angry at people because most of the people I was around, they weren't very smart and they were making not good choices, and it frustrated me. And so it forced me to learn how people communicate. Mm. and to learn, because not everybody speaks the same language. Even though we all learn English, we learn different perceptions of that. So I learned that if you're having an argument and you're both saying similar things, but you're not getting anywhere, to take a step back and get clarity on what does that mean to you? This is what it means to me. And just learning the subtle differences in people's communication and their language skills so that there's those barriers go away. Most of our barriers with people are just a misunderstanding and perceptions. And if you can get past the perception, it's easier to come to a place where you can talk from an open heart instead of in here always ready to fight.
Right. Yeah, and I think that'd be that's the thing too, right? Because, you know, I think when it comes to that thought process, like you said, and the willingness to have to fight all the time, is because, you know, people really strive with wanting to be accepted. And I think when it comes down to that wanting to be accepted, that's where the overextending of their self come from, where they become the yes people even when they want to say no, right? Because so many people want to be accepted and they want their version of themselves to be so in the open to the people around them that everyone just automatically supposed to know who they are and how they are based on what they do. And I think that be the place that a lot of people go wrong, because growth, I think every day we should be striving to be better than we were the day before. That's just my thought process, right? But what do you think about that?
Well, the biggest hindrance we have to overcome is judgments. And the more we can overcome our judgments, the more it allows us to be in our hearts. We let judgments keep people away from us. We let judgments keep us from doing things that might benefit us because we have a certain belief that we either learned or heard from somebody just looked at somebody and...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Automatically have a judgment because of how they're dressed or what they're doing, instead of sitting down and saying, right, where's the flower in this and where can I see the beautiful part of this and really learn something? And everybody, even the person on the street in the garbage can teach you something if your heart is open and you're willing to listen.
Yeah, that's a fact. Especially if if you feel like you haven't gotten it all yet, right? If you still feel like there's more to learn in life, no matter your age, if you can really feel like, your experiences may have caused you to be, a person that's well-versed in a lot of things, but it's still something that you don't know. And I think that's the thing, like you said earlier, about being honest with yourself. There's a lot of people who live in this, delusion that they know it all, or they got it all.
That's correct. And life will always show you that you don't know nothing when you think you're the smartest. So
that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. Because it'll show up in a way where you don't expect it. And I think that's the ultimate test for people in relationships. It's like, whatever the relationship is that you get in with a person, you can see where you are at the moment. But you don't know, like, down the road where... something can go left for either or, where, you know, you might just have to be there for the other person. And that goes for whatever type of relationship it is. It could be business, your personal relationship, your family. Because in terms of what you're saying, like people who develop cancer and stuff like that, at some point they start to really need help, right? From different people, right? While they're going through their healing, you know, process or their journey, they need help. And so then they don't have anybody, right? So all the people that they've been doing for all this time, now they're not there. They don't have the time for them when they get to a place where they just need people.
That's correct. And a lot of people just disappear because they don't know how to handle the pain that the person's going through. So those are people that are there just to get what they need and not to support you. And this is where it's important to learn discernment. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know how to ask when they need something from their relationships. So, and especially smart people will have a whole conversation in their head about what's going to happen if they ask this person for something because they know who that person is. And then they'll come to a conclusion without ever speaking to that person and carry a resentment or a judgment or whatever it is towards that person without ever having given them the opportunity to act accordingly or to be different.
Right.
So that's a pattern that a lot of people who are smart fall into, because they remember how people behave and then they start having conversations in their own head without ever speaking to that person. And it changes the dynamic of the relationship. And the other person absolutely doesn't know what happened.
Right. No, I definitely agree with that. You know, I think what happens is, you know, we go by a couple of sayings. Like once a person shows you who they are, you have to believe them. Because in so many instances, we give people the benefit of the doubt because of what we want. You know, there's a lot of people in that space of balance, like you were saying earlier, who will try to create the balance. They'll do things with the expectation for you to do the same thing for them.
Correct.
And then, you know, when they realize that you do things a little differently than them, then it becomes a conflict, right? Because now a person doesn't notice because it's not exactly like what they are doing. So it's like if there's a person who buys gifts, right? There's a person who buys a person a car, but then there's somebody who buys people who will buy you the things you need, underwear, socks, you know. You have those two different type of people when they think about you, right? They think about certain things for you and they just pick up things. And then there's people who like to do big things. So what I notice is that when people do certain things for people, they look for the same thing in return. And when that same thing exactly don't happen in return, they disregard all the other things that the person has done because it's not the same. And I think that's what helps mess up a lot of relationships as well, too, right? Because
unreasonable people, expectations.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like a lot of, there's a big trend of, you know, what value somebody brings to a relationship. And they've got a set mindset of what that value looks like. And they never actually look at the person and where that person is. They're just focused on what it should be. And they never give themselves the opportunity to learn who that person is or whether they can step up to that expectation or not.
Right.
And this is the whole thing about we create denials in stories in our head instead of wanting to see the truth. Just like knowing who somebody is. If somebody's a liar, you got to know that they're going to lie to you and not pretend to yourself that they're not going to lie. If somebody's a thief, you got to know they're going to steal from you eventually and don't pretend that they're not going to. So we let these people in our lives and we know who they are, but we create denials. And then when they act according to who they are, we get upset when, you know, we knew who they were to begin with. We just made up a story saying that they wouldn't do that to me.
Right.
So our discernment is lacking in a lot of areas where people are concerned, because we want a certain thing from that person. So we'll create denials and not look at the truth of who they are, so we can have that one little piece that we lied to ourselves about.
Right. And I think that's where the resentment comes in at, though.
Correct.
Because that one little piece is enough to cause resentment. When, you know, resentment is such a strong emotion, to just automatically make up a story in your head, feel a certain way about a person, then try to act like you don't feel it. And when they come around, act like you haven't been thinking about that a certain way. Act like you haven't been thinking about them in a certain way that was negative. And then they come around, you force yourself to not act that way. And, you know, and for certain people that are empaths, they could pick that up. What was you saying?
You got to be nice.
Yeah. And so they do that in a way where, you know, and then real empaths, they could pick up that. They could pick up on that energy. No matter how
subtle, I don't miss anything.
No, we could pick it up, and it's just like, okay, yeah. But and so that's the part about it, because we understand that whenever people do these things and they make these things up, that resentment sets in, and it's a really strong emotion. It's really strong, man. Like and you can feel it. You can feel resentment. Resentment is not anger, and resentment is two different things, but you can feel, right? You can feel both of them.
Well, that's what causes TMJ is resentment. It locks here in the jaw, and then it'll lock into the shoulders, and eventually it'll end up becoming arthritis.
Mm.
So, you know, a lot of people, the resentment, the first place, and people who grind their teeth at night, that's because their body's trying to get rid of all the anger and frustration that they've locked in the jaws from not being honest. So again, it's what can you live with, what's acceptable for you. So I myself, I don't allow anybody in my house or near my children that doesn't have integrity. So there's a very small amount of people that are allowed in my house and around my children, because there's very little integrity in our society today. So, you know, and I don't do small talk and bullshit. So if the conversation isn't real, I'll walk away, because it's not worth my time to sit there and get stroked off. So, you know, it's either, and everything that comes out of my mouth is blatantly honest. So I get called an asshole a lot, but, you know, I don't get sick. Everybody knows where they stand with me. And, you know, if you need something and I can help you, I'll help you. And if I can't, I'll tell you, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do it right now.
Right.
And when and if I can do it, I'll let you know. So we don't have an obligation to take care of somebody, but so many of us get programmed into having to please somebody that we just carry a cert on our forehead that says sucker, and the people that know that it's there will take advantage of it every time they get.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing right there, is the way people get taken advantage of, because once they realize they've been taken advantage of, now it changes them. Right? It changes them from a person that they should always be, just be for the right people, versus it being that I was this way for the wrong person, so now I'm going to change. And then now you're not the right person for the right person.
That's
because you allowed the wrong person to change you. And I feel like in a lot of relationships, people lose themselves because they expect another person to make them happy. And I always wondered why, because, you know, whenever it comes down to a purpose, if you're a person that, you know, at least pick up on your purpose in life, you know, the number one thing outside of whatever your standards should be whether you can find a person that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father. Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I would be alongside you in your purpose, not be in front of you, not be behind you. We could just walk alongside you with your purpose in a way where they could support you, even if they're not in the same scenario with you. Because if they got a purpose-driven life themselves, then you guys will masterfully be there for each other in a way where other people won't get it, right? But we find people who, once they get into certain situations, now they start measuring whose purpose is more than the other.
That's the ego.
And it becomes a competition. And I think that's where a lot of, you know, relationships go wrong, is when they find means of compete, you know, instead of learning how to work together. Like, when you find a means of competition in your relationship, it automatically puts up a wall, and resentment starts to set in as well, too.
Absolutely. Know? So, and again, that why are you going into the relationship? And a lot of us aren't really clear on why we're going into relationships. It's usually an emotional thing, or, you know, for a lot of us, it's a physical thing. So, but very few people really sit down and get to know each other today and what their wants and their fears are, and, you know, whether they can support that. They jump into relationships without really getting to know who that person is. My wife and I have been married 15 years. I spent a year getting to know her before I even considered a relationship.
Right.
I wanted to know that we were compatible, and I didn't want any more, you know, drama in my life. I had enough of that in my early years. So, I've been married 15 years now. There's never been any drama or fights. Been a wonderful relationship because I spent a year getting to know that person.
Right. And I think that's important. You know, some people say it's better to at least work on being someone's friend before you even get into, you know, that a relationship with a person where you consider it, you know, that personal. Because sometimes I notice that in friendships, people deal with a lot more than they would in your personal relationship. Because even when it comes down to your family, you know, your family, you can have family members who have their so-called friends and best friends that do them dirty, always in some type of drama with them. And for somehow, some reason, they still remain friends. You know, they're able to overlook certain things, but then you got your, you know, your family, like your, there could be your brother, sister, cousin, direct family members, and y'all can't get along over something that's really petty. Right now, y'all don't talk no more. You could barely even get along, and it's petty. It's something that could easily be rectified and mended, but you won't, because it's a level of expectation there that they should just have never. And we give so many of the wrong people the benefit of the doubt, and then the people who we count on the most, we find ways to, you know, always try to hold them up to a higher standard than the people who we, you know, we just call our friends and family, you know?
Yeah, we push them away. It happens all the time. And a lot of that is just resentments that are built up from childhood that were never discussed, never talked through, and they just hold on to those resentments forever. And most of those, in my experience, are from childhood.
Yeah. A lot of people, it's hard, right? But it's weird, too, at the same time, because your childhood and making it to an adulthood, you literally have made it. But along the way, your childhood has affected different decisions you make, even as an adult.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So it's tough.
I grew up in a drug environment, and it made a lot of choices that I made in my early life easy but self-destructive.
Right.
You know, as I learned my lessons through those and figured out how to get myself out of it, it was all, again, how you hold your emotions, how you allow yourself to be treated, and, you know, whether or not you're honest with yourself. And during my self-destructive period, I was trying to live up to somebody else's image of what they expected me to be. And it was a very low image. And I had to come to terms that I would never be enough for that person to want to give me what I needed. So I had to give it to myself.
Hmm.
So,
gotcha.
You know, at some point you got to decide that it's time to love me. I don't care what anybody else thinks. And you can only love someone else as much as you love yourself. So it's a hard and a long journey learning what's acceptable to you and what makes you happy. And you're right. No one can make you happy. That's a choice. And we pull in situations to encourage our happiness or to keep us in a place where we're miserable. But those are our choices, and we open the doors for those experiences.
And, right.
You know, I grew up in the ghetto, and everybody, you know, from where I started, most of my friends that I grew up with are in prison or dead. And, you know, I made choices to change my situation. And, you know, I went to different neighborhoods and, you know, decided how I wanted to live, because where I grew up was completely different than those neighborhoods. And I did what I needed to do to put myself in those neighborhoods.
Right.
Without doing anything stupid.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I did the same thing for myself, because based on where I grew up, where I live at now, it's totally like night and day. And you know, it's worth being in the area too, you know, because whenever you go through things in a certain way, you know, you have those days and nights where you say repeatedly, "Oh, and when I get out of here, I am not coming back." Or, you know, you come back to visit all the time. I mean, as much as you can, you know, like you go visit and stuff like that. But then, you know, there's certain people who you cannot visit based on their lifestyle, right? But, you know, they got to come to a neutral place. But for the most part, you know, it's a blessing to be able to have a place that you consider home, where you can go every now and then, even if you're not there all the time. But it also is a place that, you know, depending on how you grew up, you have a lot of memories there that you try to forget.
Yep. I used to go back to my childhood neighborhood when I was having a tough time in business and things weren't going well, mm-hmm. just to remind myself life ain't that bad.
Exactly. Because you could be right back here.
Yeah.
So figure it out. Get it together. You know, hey, sometimes you got to take a day or take a step back, regroup, regather, but get right back on the horse, right? A lot of times we go through some things, we get off the horse, we like, man, I don't want to ride no more. Like, yo, nah. We got to get back on the horse. You just got to figure it out. And that'll definitely reset you. Go back where you come from. If you come from a place that you know you don't want to be no more, that'll definitely help you.
It works wonderfully.
Wow, man. But that goes back to that being honest with yourself as well, too, because, you know, you see people that you grew up with, they never left the place that we grew up from.
No, they didn't.
You know, and it's like, damn.
They're comfortable.
Exactly.
And it's something that they know and they're familiar with, and they don't want to take, you know, the courage to try something else. And that goes back to they lost their imagination early. You know, I've been self-employed my whole life, and it's always been, every time I start a new venture, it's that imagination, and I could do this and I can do that, and what about this? And, you know, in those moments, nothing's impossible. As we turn into adults, that's taken away from us. And we're taught that you got to make things work really hard. You got to be hard, and you know that everything's possible disappears.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
In my life, there's never been a you can't. There's always, how am I going to make it work? And, you know, if you're perseverance and you're persistent, there's always, the way always shows up. Even if it's the last moment when you've reached your limit and you can't do any more and you let go, right. In those moments, everything comes in. Because we're no longer trying to control them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, letting go and of control. It's, that's a spiritual thing as well.
It is.
Right? Because you gotta, you have to be willing to also expect things to go in your favor without knowing that it's going in your favor, because you can't force it. That's a hard thing for a lot of people, right? Especially educated people, people who have a lot of book smart. It's hard for them in that way because they've achieved by what they can remember, right? That gives them a sense of how they can achieve, because most people who have, you know, a lot of degrees or, you know, things in the education space, they can retain information very well, right? Because they pass those tests to get there.
Right. But that doesn't make them smart.
Yeah. But, that's true. But what it does...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
As though it makes them, you know, if you could recognize the gift in them, is that, okay, so these are people who can retain information and recall it. You know, these people are people who, you know, with the certain spark of a certain thing, if they got it in there, they could pull it right on out. And that is a great thing to know about people when they are there. But then that's the same thing. It goes back to what we said earlier about, you know, people being humble enough to understand that they don't know it all.
Correct.
Because that's where the spiritual part comes in. Because the spiritual part, I have you acting out in faith, you know, but you got to expect that it's going to work out positive. The hardest thing about faith for most people is that because anything that can go wrong, they think about that. Because people love that whole phrase of the worst case scenario.
And that's what brings those things to them. So I have lived my entire life by the seat of my pants. I've never worried about anything. When I wanted something, the opportunities that I needed always showed up. Sometimes, you know, at the last minute, but they've always shown up. And that's because, you know, I have absolute faith that when I ask for something, I'm going to receive it. I have a freeze dryer at my home. It's a $6,000 machine. When I first thought about buying it, I didn't really, you know, I didn't want to spend $6,000 on my machine. So I went out and I prayed and I asked God. I said, look, I just want to try one. So 2 weeks later, I got a call from a client that helped. He got in an accident and he had a brain injury. So he came to my house and I helped him. And then he's building a home and his storage unit got robbed. So I said, well, let's pray and get your stuff, see if we can get your stuff pulled back. So 2 days later, he calls me and he says, they found my stuff. He says, listen, I got a freeze dryer in there. It's brand new. I don't want to put it back in storage, and it's going to be a few years before my house is ready. He said, you mentioned you might want to buy one. Why don't you take it and use it? And, you know, it'll give you the opportunity to decide whether you want to purchase it or not.
Oh, wow.
Same $6,000 machine I was going to buy. Spirit provided me. I've had it for a year and a half now. It goes back in 2 months, and I've already purchased a new one.
Wow.
So, and a lot of things, just little things, if you get really clear and you ask and you let go and you know it's yours, it'll show up some way, somehow.
Yeah.
That's just a small thing, but my whole life has been that way. You know, whenever I wanted an opportunity or to meet somebody, circumstances always worked out so that I could do that. But again, I knew it was mine. I asked for it and I let it go. I never thought about it again. But I recognized when the opportunities that I asked for showed up so that I could follow it to what I asked for.
Facts. Yes. Yeah, because, wow, that is crazy. Because that's exactly where I'm at right now. And this whole journey of everything that I have going on, it's been just like that. It's been like, you know what? That's my, I don't even got to worry about it. I'm just going to continue to do and stay focused and keep moving forward. And it's going to work out. And that's crazy because.
And the more you can hold that and just in the purity of your heart, the faster it'll grow. I've lived that way my whole life. Even, you know, certain times that I wanted to be involved with a certain person, I managed to, you know, pull those things. Sometimes I regretted it, but, you know, I still got the opportunity to learn what I needed to learn from those relationships.
Right. Yeah. And manifestation is real. And I think that's what you were saying earlier about energy, about, you know, it could go either or for you. You can stay in a space of positivity and believing in the things that you want and need to happen in your life. Or you can constantly stay in a place where you're always thinking about the negative things and what can go wrong and what is wrong. And then those things come to you too.
Always.
And those things, and they come to you physically too. Correct. And that's the hardest part about it, is that a lot of times in the negative space, you know, that's why I say that energy can be felt, because it'll show up in your body.
Correct.
To things that you don't even, that ain't even true or not even happening. And that be the thing that they say all the time about the subconscious. Like, you know, your body can't tell that the thought that you haven't really happened or not in real life.
No.
All it can go is off the emotion. Like, we watch movies all the time and, you know, and it could be a moment in there where people get emotional in the movie. And look, these people are acting. They playing a role, but because they playing it so well, it got you in your emotions, like, you know. So it happens, right, that your body can't tell the difference. And that's the hardest part about helping to develop healthy relationships, is being able to think out of sight, like get out of your own head. That is the hardest part.
Well, even like people who have anxiety. Most of them don't have anxiety. They're just very sensitive empaths, and they're feeling other people's emotions and taking it as their own. Right. I've gotten a lot of people off medications by teaching them how to deal with their empathy and to tell the difference between what's theirs and what's not. Like, some clients I'll take on field trips. We'll go to either a Walmart or a Costco on a Saturday morning, because those are the two of the most toxic places you can walk into. And I'm able to see where they stop breathing, where they lock their stomach up, where they start taking energy from people, whether they're giving it, a lot of different things. I took a gentleman on a field trip 2 years ago. He was suicidal. Had been suicidal most of his life. Well, when we were in, he was doing something I'd never seen anybody do before. He was taking energy from people, but somehow he was managing to take their sick energy and leave it in their body and take their healthy energy. Well, then he'd go home and he'd start acting out, I'm going to die, my life is over, and all of this stuff. But it wasn't his. It was the people that he was taking energy from while he was out in public. So we got him to see what he was doing, and he hasn't been suicidal since. So just like vampires, people will come and take your energy. They'll tell you how good you feel, make you feel, how much you always feel good about you. They're telling you, they feed on you. If you're sitting in a room next to somebody and you start leaning towards them, they're pulling energy from you. If you start leaning away from them, they're pulling too much energy away from you, and your body's trying to survive. Subconscious. So a lot of little things energetically we're not taught, and so many people learn to attach and take energy from other people as children because they were neglected and passed around. And that habit continues into adulthood. Not everybody's a vampire, but there are quite a few people that, you know, they go out and they feed. So a lot of, when I take clients out, it's teaching them those nuances and the subtle ways that people latch in, or if someplace is toxic. Like, I don't drink. If I go into a bar and there's more than 10 people drinking, especially if it's hard liquor, in 20 minutes I'll be staggering and slurring. And for all intents and purposes, I'm drunk without ever having had a drink. So I don't go to those places. There's just certain places I've learned that aren't healthy for me because I pick up too much.
Gotcha.
So,
you know. So there's a level too. So there's a level of being able to, you know, not necessarily be able to control your gifts at times either, right? Because because there's a lot of times where people, they either denied their gift by thinking there was something wrong with them, or if they do have it, they very seldom know how to train themselves. Like what you said, you take people into places. It's almost like a Professor X. Like whenever you watch X-Men, he actually only taught people how to control their power. Like whatever their superpower was, yeah, he tried to help people, you know, figure that out and how to control it. And then when it wasn't, you know, he also used his power to help block people from going too far too as well. So I realized that in our life, a lot of people don't have a Professor X, right?
And we're not taught how to deal with our empathy as a society.
Exactly. Because it's not something that people recognize as a gift, because, you know, I think even when it comes down to psychic ability, it's because you are a high level empath, right? Because you can feel the things in order for it to bring up the picture.
Correct.
Right? But in so many ways, people have been told to turn that off. Right, because if you kind of think about it, once you pick a side in life, whether it's religion or a certain class, like once you pick a side, you know, you very seldom stray outside of that, right? Like if it's religion is something that will stifle your power at all, because now you think that everything in life comes from something outside of you versus what's in you, right? So, you know, as much as people get into religion, they lose their power immediately. They start to lose whatever their superpower is and that empathy that they feel. Like even when they're in church and they get emotional and they cry and they do all these different things, they don't understand that it's because dormantly their body is still reacting to the superpower that they have, but they haven't been able to harness it in the right way because they give it away to something that they feel like is coming from outside.
Correct.
Right? And I think a lot of people too, it's like being on a team where there's a star player. You know, people love to make sure the star player get all the blame. Right?
They do.
So they don't have to harness, they don't have to stand in their truth because they have somebody there to blame. So religion gives people a person to blame if things don't go a certain way. Well, it's the way God intended it, God didn't want it, or they think that because things don't happen at a certain time that it's not meant for them. And that's not true also.
No.
But, yeah.
No, life is really short, and we're here to embrace all the joy that Mother Nature gives us, and we all ignore it. The trees, the plants, if you go out and you just sit with them, you can feel them. The trees will give you energy, the plants will give you energy, and they talk, they vibrate, they sing. You know, all you got to do is sit and just be still, and you can hear it, you can feel it.
It's so a fact.
Now they have scientific proof that animals, plants talk, animals communicate, mm-hmm. trees communicate. There's scientific evidence now. Eight years ago now, I wrote a poem on climate change, and the planet was on a 4% wobble at the time. It's now almost at a 7% wobble. And at the time I had a client who was talking about an environmental person who had just put out a report. And I went on a 20-minute tirade. And when I finished, he looked at me and he said, "You read the report." I said, "Absolutely not." He said, "Well, how do you know these things?" And I laughed and I said, "All you got to do is open your eyes and allow yourself to feel. None of it's hidden. We just don't allow ourselves to feel the depths of what we do to our, not only to our planet, but to each other." When I was younger, I was an angry, mean SOB, and I treated people a certain way. And when I started allowing myself to feel again, I didn't like how I made people feel, so I stopped doing it. And, you know, I learned I treat people the way I want to be treated. And if I treat somebody in a manner that makes me feel uncomfortable, then I have to look at what was wrong and how I treated that person.
Right.
So... yeah. It allows you to get more into your heart and be conscious of the level of respect you have towards other living things.
Right. And it involves us paying attention to nature. I've been saying that a lot here lately about our disconnect from nature and how, you know, we fail at a lot of things as human beings because we don't simply just pay attention to the way nature rules. If we actually literally pay attention to the way nature rolls, we can have a better understanding in our own life and how, you know, we are to collectively make things work, because, you know, everything in nature works together. Like, there's nothing independent outside of nature. Like, it's nothing independent. You know, everybody has a job that balances out the other person, like the other, you know, entity in nature, right? Everything balances itself out. And if we was to be able to just pay attention to it, we would get how we can do the same thing. It's because we are a part of nature, but our disconnect from nature is our shelter. And I feel like in so many aspects, because of that, we forget to spend time in nature in the right way. You know, very seldom do I hear people who will say, like what you were saying, like just going outside and just listening, right? And just listening. You can hear things communicate. You can hear the bugs communicating, the crickets, the grasshoppers. You can hear everything communicating.
And if you just go out and sit and close your eyes and listen for the birds, once you start hearing the birds, within 10, 20 minutes, your whole entire being will relax. It'll take all the stress, because in our subconscious mind and our animal instincts, when the birds are singing, everything is safe, so we can relax. That's our primal instinct. When the birds are singing, it will automatically condition us to start to relax, because our psyche knows that we're safe because the birds are singing. And that's our tie from our tie to nature.
That makes sense. And that's the small, subtle things that people forget because they don't spend any time in nature. And then when they're outside for a reason.
And right? They're outside with their headphones and everything else instead of connecting to nature.
Exactly.
That's one of the reasons they keep us out of nature, because once we start getting coherent and connected, we won't buy the bullshit anymore.
That's a fact. That goes, and that's why I like the movie Avatar, because in so many instances, it talks about, you know, us and our connection to nature, like we and how we are disconnected from it now. But if we were to connect to it, how all of it is a part of us and we're a part of it, versus it looking like it's so separate, You know, like everything is separate. And even in relationships, people are separate because of the fact that they don't understand that we all have, you know, we all share the same consciousness. It's just that what people do with that, you know, with that time that they allow, that they get. But
correct.
We all are connected in some type of way. Like, but you know, I like what you said earlier about, you know, being able to just be honest with yourself in a way that you just be okay with the answers that you get. Because sometimes, when you be honest, you might feel bad afterwards. Like, yeah, man, could I have thought of a different way to say that? Or like, you know, it's how I feel, but, you know.
I've had things come out of my mouth that my toes curled that I said it. And what I realized is it came out of my mouth because that's the way the person needed to hear it. Because, again, we all speak differently. I had a young lady came up to see me. I was living in the Redwoods. And she came up and told me that she was told that she does what I do. I was teaching at a music school in San Francisco, sound healing. And, again, everybody learns their language differently, and the way everybody receives is different. And right. I had a student sitting there with me, and I looked at the woman and I took a deep breath, and the first three words out of my mouth were, "You stupid, C-U-N-T." And for 20 minutes, I stayed on the same level of the language. When I was done, my client kept trying to leave, or my student, and I kept to stay. When I was all done, I told the woman, "I don't ever want to be able to speak to you that way again." She looked at me and she said, "I don't know what you're talking about." I looked at my student. I said, do you understand? He said, "No." I said, "That's her language. That's how everybody speaks to her every day." And she said, "Yes." So we had a long talk about the way she allowed herself to be treated. And then, you know, I spent some time teaching her what it felt like to be loved and what love felt like. Not just intimacy.
Yeah.
So 2 months later, I get a phone call, same woman, completely different energy. I said, "What happened?" She said, "Well, I went home and I saw my best friend, and the first thing he said is, 'Hey, you stupid C-U-N-T, where have you been?'" And she said, "I got so mad, I walked over and I kicked him in his nuts and said, 'Don't ever talk to me that way again.'" She went home, she opened the door, the stench hit her, and she said she cried for 2 hours. But it forced her to clean up her house and put it up for sale and move to a different part of Alaska so she could start over, because she knew everybody was so conditioned to speaking to her the way that they did that it would never change. So she moved to a different part of Alaska and nobody talks to her that way anymore. One night of seeing what it felt like to be respected and loved without any agenda forced her to change her perspective.
Perspective.
So a lot of us get conditioned into being treated a certain way very early on, and we don't know any different. So unless somebody shows you that there's a different way, we'll go through our whole life in that pattern and never know there's a difference.
And we'll keep attracting people that does that, right? Because
correct.
You know, everybody is not like the person from before, but you can keep attracting the same type of people because of the energy that you put out.
Women who always end up with abusive men. The reason they keep choosing that abusive man is because their father was abusive, but he had one good trait. And they're constantly looking for that one good trait and overlooking the rest of them. So they kept drawing the same person, just a different face. Because they're looking for the good trait instead of, you know, what makes them happy.
And that's crazy, because then you see people who get into relationships and then they say they lost the person because they were so much different than what they have used to being with. Like, they didn't know how to, you know, really love that person correctly because they were so different than what they're used to, because they'd be used to the abuse and stuff like that. And then you come along and you're not that, then for somehow it triggers them to feel like you don't really care about them because you're not doing what they've been used to when people say they care about you. And that's another thing too with manipulation, right?
So, yeah, those are all childhood programs. And they can be dealt with, but the person has to want to change. The one thing I learned, the very hardest thing, is that not everybody wants to heal. Most people just want somebody to make them feel better. Healing requires work, and it requires you to, you know, be honest with yourself and pay attention.
Right.
Not a pill. You got to watch your diet. You got to watch, you know, how you live. You know, a lot of things go into self-love. Like, I don't drink sodas. There's a lot of things that, you know, I won't because I know what they do to my body.
Right.
So, and so many of us unconsciously just do things and we don't pay attention to what it does to our body.
Yeah, you definitely have to want it. It's the difference between people who, like you say, either take a pill or go get a surgery to look a certain way versus people who actually get in the gym.
Correct.
That mindset is different because, you know, it takes dedication to go to the gym and pain, and you are hurting yourself. And so I get it, man. Like, I think that's why I think tonight's conversation is going to be a life for the playback for people who missed it, and they're going to listen to the playback and all that other stuff. I think they're going to get a lot out of this conversation because I think everything you pretty much said is spot on, because even with the mindset that you have now and that helping 80 people, you know, through their cancer to becoming cancer free, and not once have you claimed that, I mean, you title yourself a healer, but not once have you claimed, like, you know, like you did it. You said, no, oh, I show people, you know, you said, I show people. Yeah, but that's the difference. And whenever you have people on here and they're experts and stuff, and they say it's them that is the one versus you. Like, you never said that. You never said, no, I am a healer, but what I do is I help people understand their truth or understand about what is going on with them in order for them to become healed. It's not me who heal. And that's very important because people don't have that.
That's a true job of a healer. His job is to teach you how to heal yourself, not to heal you. Mm. So, you know, I've assisted 113 people cancer-free, osteoporosis, Hashimoto's, lots of other things. I work solely through referral for the last 15 years. I helped a woman in London. She had a tumor the size of an orange. 3 weeks to live. It's been 4 years now. It shrunk to the size of a hazelnut and died. Well, it took me 6 months to get her daughter, her 23 and 24 year old daughter, to move out of the house, for her to stop paying all of their bills, and for them to start respecting her. Once all that happened, the tumor went away.
Wow.
So, you know, it's habits, it's different things. Healing's between you and God. I don't have that ability. Nobody has that ability. That's between you and God. So I can show you how I don't get sick. I can show you what made you sick, and I can teach you how to, you know, change that energy pattern. And in the last 15 years, I've helped 9 people pass, and everyone else says, you know, their life has shifted. It's the work that they do to change those patterns. I have a young lady that I'm helping that had triple negative breast cancer. Her tumor's dead. It's not growing anymore. But, you know, we had to get her to stop taking care of everybody, fixing everybody's problems, saying yes every time she wanted to say no.
Goes back.
Yep.
It goes back to loving yourself. Wow. Like, and not looking at yourself as selfish, because you love yourself and you believe in yourself. You can't allow other people's their definitions of you become your definition of you, right? Because that's the word that'll come up mostly if you are a person that is you know, that wants to live a life that's fulfilling to you, and you bring people along for the ride.
It's more joyful that way and a lot more fun. You know, I got told as a child every day of my life that I was the devil's child because my family was afraid of me. My body's covered in scars from the beatings that I received. Had I believed them, I'd probably, you know, be dead or in prison by now. But I never allowed what they thought of me to shape who I was.
Right.
And as a result, you know, throughout my whole life, no one can tell me to do something if I don't want to do it. Put me in a box.
That's the best way to be. I think, you know what, man, that, you know, this is a great conversation tonight, man. And I hope that, you know, a lot more people, man, from this conversation, they reach out to you and try to get with you, man, and to at least come up with some type of plan. I know you do this for a living, so hopefully people will be willing to invest in themselves in order to get better, because a lot of things can be preventative, right? I think if people start to come to a person like you before they get terminal, before they get the diagnosis, even though I know at some times when people do, it's like a trigger, right? Sometimes people need something really traumatic to happen in order for them to be forced to change the way they think. But then there's some people who notice that they're going down a certain path and they want to prevent themselves from jumping all the way off the ledge. So, you know, how can people reach out to you and to be able to, you know, get more information on how they can acquire your services to help them through?
My website is divineharmonics.com. And that's divine with an E, as I'm not God. I also have an Instagram and a TikTok and YouTube under the same name. And a SoundCloud. I record most of my sessions. I take out the conversations and I place them on SoundCloud so people can listen. And the recordings do help people.
Okay, great. So
my voice works like a tuning fork.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So say that name one more time so we make sure that people can get it.
Divine Harmonics. That's DEVINEHARMONICS.com.
There you go. DivineHarmonics.com. I want all y'all that have watched tonight and those of you that's going to watch the playback, if you feel like, you know, you are dealing with some things in your body is physically and you can recognize, you know, because like he said, you got to be willing to be honest with yourself. If you know that there's things in your life that you're doing that you really don't want to do, there's a lot of expectation from you. If you have somewhat forced a whole bunch of responsibility on yourself by the people around you who have forced you to be, because you happen to be responsible, because you happen to be a breadwinner, or because you happen to be a person that's smart and you still wind up being everything for everybody, yet they're not that for you, you know, it could cause some damage later on. So if you feel yourself is in that space and you want to make sure you don't go down that path, or you're already in there, make sure you reach out to Emmanuel, y'all, all right? Because it's better for you. It's like a thing when people say all the time, like, yo, I don't want to pay for parking. Parking is too expensive. And then you get told, and then you realize that you should have just paid for parking, right? Because it's a lot cheaper than getting your car back after you done got a tow because you just felt like you thought it was too expensive to park. $20 to park. Now you're paying $200 and something to get your car back. So it goes like that, right? In life. So if I were you guys and you feel yourself going down that edge, reach out to him, okay? Because after tonight's conversation, I'm sure you guys can understand where his level of expertise, and he has the receipts to back it up from the people that he's helped. All right? So it's not like he came out here and said that he healed people himself, but the people that he has helped have been able to heal themselves. So, you know.
I just got a report from a gentleman that has a heavily to severe stenosis in his brain. He was given a short while to live. He just had, after 6 weeks, a new MRI, and it's down to a moderate stenosis. Oh, he's healing. He's sleeping and everything's going well. And I got the MRI readouts for both of those.
There it is. So he has receipts, y'all. So it's not, he's not just talking. He's actually helping people. He has receipts. And like I said, you know, you guys want to get in front of it before you get behind it. I promise. So thank you so much for jumping on, Emmanuel. We're going to talk a little bit more off camera because I want to make sure that you know how things are going to go once the interview drops. And to all of y'all that watched tonight, thank y'all so much. Thank you for the comments. The Ro Show, thank y'all so much, man, over on YouTube. Y'all make sure y'all go follow The Ro Show, TheRoWShow on YouTube. They always support my platform, so I wanted to make sure they get the shout out. You guys go over there and support them as well. To everybody else, y'all know the vibe. I'm here every Tuesday, and we're going to keep it going. I always, like I tell y'all, have the world's most interesting people on the platform, and I'm going to keep that vision going, all right? So until next week, y'all guys already know what to do. Believe in yourself, because if you don't, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.
Thank you.
Yeah.